Welcome to Womble Perspectives, where we explore a wide range of topics from the latest legal updates to industry trends to the business of law. Our team of lawyers, professionals, and occasional outside guests will take you through the most pressing issues facing businesses today and provide practical and actionable advice to help you navigate the ever-changing legal landscape. With a focus on innovation, collaboration, and client service, we are committed to delivering exceptional value to our clients and to the communities we serve. And now our latest episode.
In the United States alone, over 100,000 individuals are on the waiting list for an organ transplant, with thousands more added each year. Globally, the crisis is equally severe. According to the United Network of Organ Sharing, more than 6,000 people in the U.S. die on an annual basis waiting for a matched organ. Enter xenotransplantation. This innovative approach has the potential to reduce the global organ shortage. Xenotransplantation involves the transplantation of organs from one species to another, typically from animals to humans. A recent milestone at Massachusetts General Hospital marked a significant achievement in this field: the successful transplant of a genetically engineered pig kidney into a human patient. This procedure was made possible by utilizing CRISPR-Cas9 technology to modify the pig's genes, enhancing compatibility with human bodies. The patient received the transplant on March 21, 2024, and was discharged from the hospital on April 4, 2024. As of May 8, he is over a month out from the transplant, and the organ continues to function without rejection. The FDA's Expanded Access or Compassionate Use Protocol plays a pivotal role in advancing xenotransplantation. This framework allows patients with life-threatening illnesses to access experimental treatments when all other options have failed. Stories from institutions like Massachusetts General Hospital underscore the life-saving potential of these protocols. The FDA's Center for Biologics oversees the regulation of xenotransplantation products as biologics, guided by the Public Health Service Act and the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. According to the FDA, a biologic is essentially a product derived from natural sources. This can mean anything from humans, animals, or various microorganisms, covering everything from blood, cells, and tissues to viruses, toxins, antibodies, enzymes, proteins, and growth factors. The FDA points out that biologics are primarily used for preventing, treating, or curing diseases or conditions in people. The legal framework surrounding xenotransplantation includes several key issues, including regulation and oversight, informed consent, liability, and intellectual property. More details on these issues are available at the link in our show notes. Xenotransplantation is an evolving area of medical science that may one day help the thousands of patients waiting for an organ transplant. We'll continue to monitor the companies that are spearheading this exciting area of science and track other organs, including the heart, liver, and lungs that are currently being studied.
Thank you for listening to Womble Perspectives. If you want to learn more about the topics discussed in this episode, please visit the show notes where you can find links to related resources mentioned today. The show notes also have more information about our attorneys who provided today's insights, including ways to reach out to them. Don't forget to subscribe via your podcast player of choice so that you never miss an episode. Thank you again for listening.